At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. I'm David, this is my wife Jessica, and we'd like to start off with a recap of last week, where we talked about posture and all the benefits that come along with sitting with posture, such as core strength and really just intestinal health. So go back and check out that episode if you want to learn more about posture, the benefits of posture, what'll happen if you don't have good posture, and ways to get good posture. This week, we will be talking about cardio. So we're going to get into the benefits of cardio, what happens to the body if you don't do cardio, and also give you some tips about ways to get your cardio done, and also what that duration should be. So you want to kick it off?
Yeah, so again, like with every workout that you're doing, posture does matter, and that does go for cardio as well, whether it be you're just walking, running, whatever the cardio is that you're doing, make sure that you're focusing also on your posture. So some of the benefits of cardio would be that it improves your cardiovascular health. Obviously, all exercise will improve your cardiovascular health, but especially with cardio, it lowers your blood pressure and raises that good cholesterol, the LDL that you want to see go up for that good cholesterol. It also lowers blood pressure, helps to regulate your blood sugar. It reduces your asthma symptoms. I know, kind of counterintuitive. You would think like, wait, I have asthma and I'm gonna go work out and do a bunch of cardio. But yes, it actually does improve. Obviously, you wanna still talk to your doctor and get their expertise in this as well. But doing some sort of cardiovascular workout is going to help with your lungs. It helps to expand them, especially when focusing on your posture and opening up those lungs. So counterintuitive, I know, but it does help with asthma symptoms. Funny story, actually, my cousin at a young age was diagnosed with having asthma, and she played softball. And after like a few of her workouts that she went through, the doctor said, well, your asthma is no longer in existence. So there is something to this. Again, talk to your doctor. There are different severities of asthma. But yeah, that's a really cool fact that it does help with your asthma or asthma symptoms. Reduces chronic pain. So the more that we're working our muscles, the less pain we're actually going to be in. I know with working out and doing more like cardio, you're going to initially experience some of those aches and pains. But the more that you're doing it, the more consistent that you are. And seriously, with everything that we talk about, it is all about consistency. Just because you're doing it for 1 week or 1 day doesn't mean that you're going to see those results right away. So it's all about consistency here. Same with cardio. Consistently working out and doing cardio activity for at least 30 minutes a day, you are going to see that there is less pain that comes with consistently working those muscles. It helps with aiding sleep. I think both my husband and I can account to that. It does depend on when you're doing your cardio. So you want to make sure that you're doing it like at least midday. If you are having to do it at night, you want to make sure that it's a few hours before you're going to go to bed, because you are getting that dopamine hit. So you don't want to work out right before you go to bed or do any cardio activity right before bed, but it does help to give you that boost, and then your body can fall asleep easier and stay asleep longer. It regulates your weight, of course. No surprise there that the more that you're working out, the weight will start to reduce. So regulating your weight strengthens your immune system. I can account for that as well. If I'm not working out, or if I miss that day of cardio or any cardio in my workout, I do feel kind of like sluggish. I start to feel like my like sinuses are getting stuffy again. So having some sort of cardio in your routine does help with your immune system and keeping your immune system boosted and up. It also improves brain power, boosts your mood. Again, after working out, if I've had a hard day at work or just a hard day in general, I go and I do a 30-minute walk around our neighborhood. I feel instantly, when I return, like a sense of relief and less stress. So it does help to boost your mood. It reduces those risks of falls. So the more that you're practicing that movement, the less likely you are to then fall. It is obviously a safe workout for most people. Again, talking to your doctor, getting, making sure that whatever the cardio is that you're choosing is safe for you and whatever the doctor is saying for you. But most cardio activity is in general safe for all people to do. It is, of course, affordable and accessible. Like I said, walking is a form of cardio, so you're able to go and walk around your neighborhood for most of us, which is a safe activity both physically to do, but also affordable, doesn't cost anything to go for hikes or walks anywhere.
It's safe if you live in a good neighborhood.
Right. Or maybe find a good neighborhood to go and take a walk around if you don't feel safe in your own neighborhood. Or a hiking trail. A couple weeks ago, we posted on our Instagram that we went for a walk. Halfway through our walk, it ended up raining, but it was still a really fun day and really nice to be able to get out and just explore a new area. So that also makes cardio fun, because you can go and explore all these different places. So the different types of cardio.
We also went camping this past weekend.
Oh, yes.
Did a bit of hiking there as well. So
yeah.
Once you get into the types.
More benefits. It does increase your energy. Even after both our hike and walk the other day, past two weekends, I always feel more energized when returning home. It improves that lung capacity. So with that asthma being reduced, or those symptoms of asthma being reduced with cardio, you are actually improving that lung capacity to be able to hold in more air. Again, focusing on your posture throughout your cardio session is always good to do. You're going to take in more oxygen that way, as well as being able then to have more endurance throughout your workout because of that oxygen increase. It improves your memory. So the more that you're working out in general, the better it is for your memory. You're having to remember, like, your body physically is having to remember one foot in front of the other if you're walking, the different swim moves, if you're going to do kickboxing. So getting into some of the cardio some of the things that are considered to be cardio, though you're having to use your muscles and your brain as well for the memory to be able to do those activities. So remembering like the 1-2 punches, or how to skip, how to hop, how to, I don't know, so many different cardio things to do out there. Some of the examples of cardio do include a brisk walk. So you're aiming for your heartbeat during any cardio workout to go up. I believe it's like you want to multiply your age, or no, subtract your age from 220. I'll have to look that up to see what it is for sure. But you're subtracting your age from a number, and then you want to get about 70% of what that number is for your heart rate. So for me, on 34, whatever that number was, I think 70% would be then for myself around 150 beats per minute for my heart rate to be a good cardio workout for myself. So certain types of cardio would be like brisk walking, that's going to raise your heartbeat, swimming, heavy cleaning. So just cleaning your house is considered to be cardio. I shouldn't say just, it is definitely a workout when you're having to clean a large house. I've sweat a time or two cleaning the house, so cleaning is considered to be cardio. Gardening as well. If you go back and listen to some of our Blue Zone episodes, gardening was a huge cardio task that many of those areas did. So gardening is considered to be cardio. Running, cycling, all sorts of different sports. What you're looking to do then throughout each of those cardio sessions is to have 150 minutes of cardio per week. So that's about 30 minutes for 5 days a week. Obviously, you can fluctuate on how you want to get fit the cardio into your week, but aiming for 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercises per week, getting that in however you want to get it in, whether it be in one day. A lot of times we're getting above 150 minutes, especially when it's summer, it's nice outside, we're able to go for more hikes and walks. But in general, aiming for 150 minutes of moderate cardio activity a week is what we're looking for here to get those benefits. You had more? No.
Right. Sounds good. A lot of great benefits there. And yeah, just remember that if you're not doing cardio, you could see decreased cardiovascular health. So your heart and lungs may not function as efficiently as they possibly could, leading to heart disease and other risks. So very important to follow the tips that my wife mentioned. Also, if you're not doing cardio, you could potentially gain weight. And you definitely want to get that cardio in to burn some calories and challenge yourself and sweat it out. You can also experience loss of muscle tone. So muscles may lose their strength and endurance without regular use. So very important to get those cardio workouts in. That way you're exercising all those little muscles that don't usually get the exercise. And just an increased risk of chronic diseases if you are not doing cardio, such as obesity, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. So very important to incorporate cardio into your workout each day. And some fun ways to do it and get started, as my wife mentioned some tips there, but you can always dance to your favorite music as well. We see the dance Zumba class going on at the gym, and everybody seems to be having a lot of fun and getting their cardio in as well. Jump rope is another good option, and also group sports. So, you know, whether that's basketball, soccer, volleyball, anything like that, if you want to make it more fun and also create those social connections, you can join some group sports there through your gym, church, and just other places like that. So we have a challenge for you, and make sure that you can get started on your cardio. This is a great way to get started and go ahead and work your way up from this particular workout. And that way you can increase your cardiovascular strength. So it's called the 12-3-30 workout. So for our friends on TikTok, at Superhumanistic, if you want to check us out on TikTok, this became a pretty popular TikTok trend because it works, it's easy to do, and easy to remember. So what you want to do is walk on the treadmill at an incline of 12 with a speed set at 3. And then you want to go for 30 minutes. So again, 12 incline, 3 miles per hour, and for 30 minutes. So that is the challenge for this week. Go ahead and try that workout to get started on your cardio journey. All right. And again, make sure that you follow us on Superhumanistic on all the socials, and you'll get some more workout tips there, workout videos, some healthy recipes, and other content. So, you have anything else for them?
No, just, right. Yeah, that was it.
Sounds good. All right. Well, make sure you take one new step today toward a healthier life. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.